The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Well, we had one game earlier today from Dodge City, and one TBL team punched their ticket to a state title game. We've got one game this evening here on 92.1 FM KMZA, where we've got a TBL team trying to match and make it to a state title. Earlier today, Donovan West punched their ticket to a state championship game tomorrow as they defeated the Norwich Eagles in that game, 52-38 on 103.9 KMZA. Now it's time for the Frankfort Lady Wildcats to try and do the same thing here tonight against the Quinter Bulldogs. Welcome to the broadcast, everybody. Jake Spaulding alongside Chris Boswell, Kurt Kilman back in the Kansas Land Studios, engineering and producing this thing. And we've got a great matchup here tonight of a 2-3 matchup between Quinter and Frankfort. Identical records, a coin flip decided the seedings for these two in the semifinals. And Bobby, when you're coming down to it, again, a semifinal game, you're one win away from an opportunity at a state title game. Set the stage for us a little bit, what this is going to be like.
Well, I think it's just going to be a battle. I mean, you're one step away from realizing your goal. You know, every team starts out at the beginning of the year. I think if you ask every team in the state, what's your goal, is to make it to the state tournament. You know, winning it comes next. You got to get there first. So both teams are here. They've won their first round games. Now it's right there. I said it in the game before. It's in the palm of your hand. You just got to go out and take it. I think it's going to be a great matchup. You know, kind of looking at Frankfort and Quinter. Quinter's got a little size on their end over there. Watching them warm up, Anna Briggs, a 6'2 senior, going to pose some problems, I think, for Frankfort. But it's going to be interesting to see how these teams match up, how they get after it. Quinter, underneath Coach Matt Havlis, averaging 51 points a game, allowing just 38. They got to this semifinal by defeating Opie 45-36. They have won five straight games. Bozzie alluded to Anna Briggs, the 6'2 senior, averaging a double-double, had 14 points and 11 rebounds in the first game against Opie. And then Cashlyn Kwasniewska also had 13 points in that contest to pace Quinter. For the Frankfort Wildcats, your Wildcats coming in at 21-3, coached by Brian Ebert of the Twin Valley League, defeated Osborne 51-30 in the championship game of their sub-state, and then defeated South Gray in the opening round of this state tournament 61-53 on the back of a massive second half from junior forward Sydney Wapp, as she had 22 in the game, 19 in the second half. Oh, and by the way, the Frankfort Wildcats have won 12 straight games heading into this semifinal matchup. I had a chance to talk with Coach Brian Ebert of the Frankfort Wildcats a little while ago. We'll have that interview coming up next after this timeout. You're listening to State Coverage Basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM, KMZA Seneca.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. They're so wrapped up in other things.
Well, snap out of it!
There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528 336-3528.
Hey, Kansas Land, Jake Spaulding, Coach Brian Ebert of the Frankfort Lady Wildcats. Coach, getting ready to tip off your game here in just a little bit. Tell me about how Wednesday was. It was a tale of two halves for your guys' squad. Second half, you guys really kicked it into gear and found a way to move on to the semifinals today.
Yeah, I thought our girls really, once the first quarter was over, we kind of relaxed and kind of got into what we're used to doing. Maybe they kind of took us out of our element at the beginning, but I thought our girls, like I said, calmed down and we were able to do some things offensively. I thought Hattie did a really good job trying to post up certain people, and I thought Sydney Wapp did an awesome job rebound putbacks, just busting her rear end down there on the low post. So, you know, hopefully that'll go like that again today, and our girls will be a little bit more relaxed and ready to play.
How's it been? You had a 24-hour, basically, of not a whole lot going on for you. How difficult was it for you as a coach to keep the kids focused and, you know, things like that when you have a day in between games?
Well, we try to keep, you know, a normal routine. We did a little walkthrough, shot around, basically a practice yesterday, and then got them, you know, some meals here and there, and just kind of hung out at the hotel, kind of keep their legs under them, hopefully, keep them fresh. And then today we did a little bit of a walkthrough this morning and then got them something to eat and then came out and watched. So try to keep a routine, but it isn't, you know, the normal. But hopefully our girls can adjust and be ready to go.
State tournament is always an interesting way as a coach to have to try and balance that normalcy with what's going on out here. How's it been for you this week as you're getting ready to take on Quinter and just kind of keep the same element as if you're not just playing just another TVL game tonight?
Well, like I told him before we played our first game, it's basketball. You know, the rim's 10 foot tall and free throw line's 15 foot and all that stuff. Just kind of trying to relax them. But as far as for me, I've been pretty relaxed. You know, I got a daughter playing in the Big 12 tournament, so I can watch her and kind of keep myself relaxed and not keep myself focused all on our team as well. So it's been fun. I'm excited to have them here. Hopefully they had a great experience so far.
Emily had a great game last night and got an upset win last night. That's pretty good to see.
Absolutely.
So back to your guys' game briefly up on Wednesday. It was a tale of two halves. Kind of talked a little bit about it, but Hattie Gross, you mentioned Gross's name because she was one that I really saw attacking to the middle of the lane and kind of creating her own shot, really softened that defense up and really allowed everybody else to kick it into gear.
Yeah, and Hattie's a multifaceted player, you know, inside, outside, and if we need baskets and we feel like we have mismatches inside, we will go at Hattie and get hopefully some scores out of her. So it's a nice thing to have a player that's multifaceted like that.
And then let's talk about tonight's game against Quinter. What are you looking for? Again, off air, we talked about the 6'3 girl from Quinter. So what's your game plan heading into this contest here against Quinter, trying to punch your ticket to the state finals?
Well, we're trying to slow her down. She's left-handed. She likes to use that left hand. So we're going to try to take that away and make it uncomfortable for her. And then just kind of get out and defend like we normally do and hopefully rebounding. Like I said, hopefully offensively a little more freelance and a little more free and relaxed. If we can do that, there's not a lot of teams I feel like can play with us if we're hitting shots from outside. So,
well, Coach, a win tonight puts you in a TVL title game against Donovan West tomorrow. How fun would that be?
Well, I hope that's the case, honestly.
Coach Brian Ebert. Coach, good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
Coach Brian Ebert of the Frankfort Lady Wildcats taking on Quinter. Tip-off coming up momentarily here on 92.1.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. we'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
Kansaland Radio.
The excitement's in the air. It's a gymnasium filled with red and white. The Frankfort Wildcats, the 3 seed, taking on the Quinter Bulldogs, the 2 seed. Winner, it's Donovan West in the championship game tomorrow at 4 p.m. Welcome courtside, Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell, Kirk Tillman back at the studios as we're taking in warm-ups right now as Quinter and Frankfort doing battle here on the hardwood tonight. Again, we'll recap how these two teams got here. Frankfort, the 3 seed, beat South Gray, the 6, 61-53 in the opening round quarterfinal, improving the Wildcats' record to 21-3. Coach Brian Ebert leading his charge from the Twin Valley League. Now 12 straight wins in this season heading into this ballgame tonight, ranked 6th. In the state of Kansas, Class 1A, Division 1. For Quinter, the Bulldogs also 21-3. Coach Matt Havlis and his squad has won 5 consecutive. They beat Opie 45-36 in their quarterfinal game. The Bulldogs averaging 51. This is a fun stat. Averaging 51 points a game, allowing just 38 points a game. Flip it over to Frankfort. Frankfort averages 48 points a game, allowing just 30. Lousy, these are two teams that pride themselves on defense, and it's going to be one of those games that whichever team gets in a groove offensively early might have the edge tonight.
Well, whenever you have two teams like that are very defensive-minded, it sometimes can be a struggle because you got to figure out, okay, they focus a lot on defense, but how are they going to score points? And you mentioned the points per game on the offensive side of things. They're virtually identical. Quinter at 51, Frankfort at 48. So I think the key tonight is, who's going to step up? Maybe not the person you're thinking of, the leading scorer, something like that. Maybe you've got a second, third player that maybe averages 8 or 10 points a game that all of a sudden comes up big with 16 or 17. And Frankfurt's got some offensive weapons, some girls that have really stepped up and played well. I know just the game the other night, Sydney Wapp had 19, 22 total, 19 in the second half. Emma Hardwick had 15, and Hattie Gross had 15. So anytime you got multiple players that are going to put offensively, it numbers up like that, I think you're going to be in pretty good shape.
Again, talking about these two teams and what they bring to the table, we're looking right now at this Frankfort squad that had 3 different players in double figures in their opening round game. So, Boss, as you alluded to, you know, if you're going to focus on one, there could be others that step up and hurt you. Sydney Wapp, again, 22 points in the opening round game, 19 of those in the second half. Emma Hardwick, 15. Hattie Gross, 15. Earlier this season, Hattie Gross put a 30-burger out there on the court. So we'll see which Frankfort Wildcat really kind of takes charge. Again, it's going to be with what the defense gives you. And for Quinter, only two kids scored in double figures in their opening round game. They scored just 46 points in that opening round win. And you get a team that has scored 61, a team that scored 46. How does that balance? I mean, is that something that you chalk up the nerves in the first game? Now you're in the semis? Or is that something that you want to focus on here tonight?
Well, I think if you're Frankfort, you really got to put some focus on Anna Briggs and Kashlyn Kovinska. Those two girls, 14 and 13 respectively. Here's the thing for Quinter. They only had one other girl that had 6 points. A couple had 4 points. So a couple chipping up in a few points here and there. But I think Frankfort, you got to worry about those two. If you can slow them down, limit them to just under double digits, then, you know, those other girls have to step. Put a little more pressure on them to make something happen, which maybe is a role they're not super comfortable with.
We got a one more break before the tip-off. Starting lineups and tip coming up next here after this one-minute timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For high-quality foods. They have in stock those hard-to-find items and are proud of their fresh produce
and they cut all their meat fresh daily. Use their app and save time and money. You can earn rewards and free items, along with exclusive giveaways. So download their mobile app today online at jnrmarket.com or find them on Facebook. J&R Market is open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 6, and Sundays 9 to 5, at 133 East 2nd in Frankfort.
Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. As your area Case IH dealer, we take pride in servicing all our customers. So whether you're looking for a Case IH Axial Flow Combine that leads the industry in productivity, or the Case IH Magnum Tractor built to fit the way you farm, for the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there's only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
People you can count on. Bruna Implement Company.
KMZA.
We're back courtside here at Dodge City. That's the United Wireless Arena, the site. Class 1A, Division 1 State Championship semifinal action. Jake Spaulding and Chris Boswell courtside here. And what an atmosphere again. All red, all white throughout the entire arena as both teams. It'll be Frankfort in the road red on red with the white numerals and lettering trimmed in black. And starting lineups for the Frankfort Wildcats, 5'11 junior Sidney Wapp, 22 points in the opening round. Game averages 13 per contest. Breely Ebert, a 5'8 sophomore for Frankfort, runs the point, finds a way to continually get consistency at the point guard position for Breely Ebert and the Frankfort Wildcats. Also starting, a 5'6 junior Emma Hardwick had 15 points in the opening round game. Also starting will be a 5'7 senior, Taryn Parthamer, who came off the bench in the opening round. She's a three-point specialist at 5'7 and a senior. And Hattie Gross, a 5'9 junior, had 15 points in the quarterfinal game for the Frankfort Lady Wildcats. Again, it's Wapp, Ebert, Hardwick, Parthamer, and Gross. Starting for the Clincher Bulldogs will be 5'7 sophomore Bryn Gillespie, 5'7 junior Kennedy Worth, 5'9 junior Kelsey Selensky, 6'2 forward as a senior Anna Briggs, averaging a double-double with 14 points, 11 boards in the first-round contest. And then finally, rounding out the starting five will be a 5'4 senior, Cashlyn Kwasniska, 13 points a game for Kwasniska. Again, for Frankfort, it's Wapp, Ebert, Hardwick, Parthamer, and Gross. For Winter, it'll be Gillespie, Wirth, Selensky, Briggs, and Kwasniska. It'll be Briggs jumping it up against Connie Gross. Frankfort moving right to left across your dial. Bonzi, we're about to get underway.
Yeah, such a great environment. It's been that way all day long.
Gross jumping up against Briggs, and Briggs, with about a 6-inch height advantage, wins the tip. So Frankfort starts out in zone on the defensive side. Check that. They're in man to begin this contest. Top of the key right now, it's Anna Briggs for Quinter. Turn around to Jay with the left hand. No. Rebound, though, offensively for Quinter. That's alive. Now guard is Worth. Down low it goes. A jump ball. Possession will go to Frankfort. Turnover number one on the Bulldogs, and it'll be Frankfort basketball.
Well, you can tell Anna Briggs, she's a super aggressive player. She probably forced one up there she shouldn't have, but she is definitely looking to score.
Emma Hardwick runs the point right now for the Frankfort Wildcats. Now Breely Ebert, and this pass deflected, taken away by the big Anna Briggs. Briggs in the front court, and she fouled or traveled. They'll call this a foul on Frankfort. First turnover on Frankfort. The Wildcats started off slow against South Gray, found themselves down early for a massive second half surge, getting them to this point. That foul, I believe, is on Breely Ebert, and it is her first. So one turnover apiece. Now Briggs, turnaround, 15-footer. No, rebound Gross for the Wildcats. Hattie, she's a very aggressive. She's a hybrid player, says Coach Ebert. She can go inside, outside, do whatever he needs her to do. Ebert has it here on the left wing, right in front of us. Now between the circles, it goes to Hattie Gross. Now quickly inside, Sydney Wapp, her shot missed. Rebound passed around. Wapp has it again, and she's stuffed. But a foul will be called, and Sidney Wapp will go to the line, and that's a big call early, Bozzy, as that's the first on 6'2 senior Anna Briggs.
Yeah, great effort that time by Wapp. She missed the first shot, got her own rebound, took it back up, wasn't afraid of the big, tall 6'2", Anna Briggs. Took it right at her. Free throw by Wapp is good. Sydney, the opening round, shot 7 free throws and was 6 for 7. Second one is true. So Wapp gets the scoring started for Frankfurt, and just like any other game that we've shown, Wapp has to get touches on the offensive side. They did change that foul on to Bryn Gillespie. 3 on the way, missed by Quinter, and Frankfurt, as Coach Ebert holds up 50. He wants 5-0. The offensive set here as Hardwick brings it across the timeline. Emma kicks in the corner. Wheely Ebert thought about a 3, but now dribbles it back between the rings. Her older sister playing at Kansas State. Pulled off a big upset last night against Texas Tech. And father Brian Ebert, happy to see that Big Sis is doing good. And know that Big Sister is cheering on Little Sister here tonight. Now on the right wing it goes, Emma Hardwick. Man-to-man defense here by Quinter in the lane. Hardwick shot blocked at the rim, and run-out opportunity here for Quinter as Frankfurt leads 2-0. Now Gillespie drives baseline, shot short, rebound Hardwick. Here come the Cats. Across the timeline, nice pass. Really Ebert shot rejected by Anna Gibb. She can run the floor pretty well for a big 6'2 senior.
Yeah, Briggs sprinted down the floor, and that was a great fast break opportunity by Frank for a good cross-court pass. Layup that appeared to be pretty easy, but Briggs chased him down from behind, got the block.
Frankfurt triggers it in. Gross has it on the right wing. Patty with a right-handed dribble. Now to Parsman. Now up top to Emma Hardwick. They'll reset offense here with 5:40 to go in the first. 2-0 Frankfurt. Parsman on the left wing. She can shoot a 3 from down anywhere. Here's a left lane line attack by Gross. Shot missed. Here come the Bulldogs now. Worth up the floor. Gillespie turns it over. Turnover number 2 on Quinter. And Gross quickly up the floor. Here comes Patty. Left lane line drive. Cut off on the baseline. And we'll reset. Not about a 3 in the corner, but we'll reset offense here with Frankfurt. Now Gross driving the baseline. Cut off. Needs help. Finds Hardwick. The coach holds up 32 now. The call for Frankfurt. Ebert, lane line drive on the left side. Kicks it out. Wapp. And it'll be out of play. Saved in, though, by Sydney Wapp, and she kind of turned her ankle right in front of us, Bob.
Well, right in front of the media tables here, that the court drops off. You know, the wood drops to the concrete. She kind of rolled her ankle a little bit.
So it's Quinter basketball in the front court. Hannah Briggs has it between the rings. Swings it right side now on the right wing to Gillespie. A 3 on the way up and through by Kennedy Wirth. First field goal of the game for Quinter with 4:30 to go in this first quarter. 3-2. Hold on.
As Quinter haven't made any buckets, they took quite a few shots early in the ballgame, but they're not able to fall until that one.
Gross to the rack. A lot of contact. Body to the deck and no foul. But an opportunity here for the Bulldogs. Worth picked up the floor in the lane. Has it ripped away by Hattie Gross. Jump ball. It'll stay with the Bulldogs.
You know, it's tough right now. Frankfurt, they're getting downhill. They're getting to the rim, but yeah, there's just a lot of size in there. They're having to alter their shots. There's been a couple blocks, but for the most part, they're just altering their shots enough to where they're not able to make them.
4:14 to go here. Quarter number 1, 3-2, Quinter with the lead. Here's Worth, left lane line, dishes it to Gibbs. Her turnaround, Jay, short. Great box off that time, but they're going to call it a foul on Hattie Gross.
He was doing a great job of boxing out. I kind of thought it was a flop that time. Gillespie just kind of fell to the ground. I don't know.
Not sure what the reasoning is there, as Coach Ebert's getting a call from the official, but it'll be Gross's first personal, team second. Entry pass Worth, swatted away by Barthelmer, and Gross collects it for the Wildcats. 4 minutes gone by, 4 minutes to go. Here, quarter number 1, as Emma Hardwick brings the ball up to Ebert on the left wing. She gets a screen, top of the key now. Now she picks up a dribble looking for Gross. Her shot partially blocked underneath the basket. Trying to get the rebound. Ball is free and collected by Quinter up the court quickly. Here comes Cashlyn Kwasniewska. Top of the key, it's Worth. She's guarded by Parsons. Still man-to-man defense here for the Wildcats. Alexis Dollinghouse checks in for the first time. 3 on the way. Missed short. Rebound to Greeley Ebert for the Wildcats.
Frankfurt's doing a nice job defensively. They've only given up the 1-3 in the corner. Other than that, they've been pretty solid.
Hardwick to the right wing. It's Parsons. Now, Dollinghouse, top of the key. Nice find underneath the basket. Hattie Gross, she's fouled. It's still over the line for 2.
What a hard foul. That was Kennedy Worth for Quinter that came over. No easy baskets, I guess, was their mentality right there.
5 for 6 from the free throw line in the quarterfinal round was Hattie Gross. She'll go to the line for a 2 here, personal number 1 on Kennedy Worth. First shot on the way is good from Gross. Sydney Watt checks back into the game. In for the first time is Ashlyn Dollinghouse, the 5'8" freshman. So Alexis Dollinghouse out. Also Karen Parthamer out for the Wildcats. Second toss from Gross is good. Wildcats reclaim the lead. It's 4-3. 3:10 to go here, quarter one. Frankfurt switching it up now defensively to his zone. A 1-3-1. Down low it goes to Gibbs. Turnaround runner. Wow. Briggs' first bucket of the game. 5-4 Quinter.
One thing I've noticed with Briggs, every time she catches the ball in the post, she's a lefty, so she dribbles to her left hand every single time. Maybe Frankfurt can overplay that and make her a little more uncomfortable.
Ever tied up on the baseline. It'll stay here with Frankfurt. As Breeley tried to drive baseline, but was cut off. Ashlyn Dollinghouse goes out. Alexis Dollinghouse comes in. So it's Alexis, it's Wop, Ebert, Hardwick, and Gross on the floor for the Wildcats. Cats trigger it into Dollinghouse. Now Wop, nice find underneath the basket is Gross. Hattie banks it home! And the Wildcats reclaim the lead at 6-5.
You know, really good play that time off the inbound set. They start everybody low 1-4 set, and then they flash somebody on the backside flex cut.
Worth with her shot, no. Rebound by Briggs, and her putback, no, and she's fouled. Coach Ebert not pleased, no box off that time, as that's going to be the second now on Breeley Ebert. It's a big foul here with 2:24 to go in the first frame.
Yeah, she's a big body. It's tough to keep her off the glass.
Briggs misses the first. She'll try to tie it here with a second toss. Again, we talked about it. Briggs, 6'2", the tallest Wildcat, as the second one is missed, is Sydney Wapp at 5'11". But I'd say Briggs is a little bit, 6'2", might be underselling it.
Yeah, I think it might be a little shy. And she's long. I mean, she's got long arms, especially when she's sitting down in the post. It's really tough for her, people that are attacking the basket, to shoot over her.
Wildcats still claim a 6-5 lead here. 2 minutes to go in quarter number one. Left wing. Right in front of us, it's Sydney Wapp around the perimeter. Gets it to Emma Hardwick between the circles. Now back to Wapp on the left wing. What you're seeing is Frankfurt keeping Briggs out of the lane. The ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Frankfurt. But the offensive game plan right now is to get Wapp outside of the lane. That'll bring Briggs out and let other people cut in.
Yeah, they did that a couple possessions, though. They're trying to get Briggs out of the lane, which should open up some driving lanes and easier shots at the rim.
Breeley Ebert triggers it in, gets it to Hattie Gross right in front of us, short corner. She'll dribble it out, look for a screen. Comes from Dollinghouse. Now kicks the top of the key, head faking on a three is Hardwick. Now back to Gross, has it poked away between the circles, squares for a three. Now kicks it Hardwick left side. Max baseline drive, good dish under the basket. Dollinghouse, her shot, blocked, but a foul will be called. And if that's on Anna Briggs, that's number 2. And it is. That's still number 1.
I'm sorry. Switch the foul from earlier.
That's why I have Chris Boswell alongside of me. To the line will be Alexis Dollinghouse. First one's nothing but nylon. 7-5, Frankfurt. 1:30 to go here at quarter one. Second toss is on the way off the back rim. Rebound by Briggs. Briggs gets it off to Selensky, and so now what you're seeing is back to man-to-man defense for the Wildcats. Switching up the defensive side, Boz.
Yeah, they're just trying to disrupt things a little bit, switching defenses, man, the zone.
Three-pointer on the way by Briggs, too strong, rebound. Breeley Ebert up the court, finding Wapp in the corner, top of the key, Gross. Frankfurt with 1 minute to go in quarter number one with a 2-point lead in the basketball. Nice give and go underneath the basket. Dollinghouse counted and one. Give and go, top of the key, Alexis Dollinghouse. And that is the second foul now on Anna Briggs.
Well, they ran a high ball screen right there. The dribbler going into the paint from the left wing. And that was a great roll by Alexis Dollinghouse. Even better find. I didn't see who the guard was that threw the pass, but great pick and roll action. Dollinghouse's free throw in and out. Rebound cleared here by Selensky. But no bigger storyline than the fact that Brix has two. 50 seconds to go here in this first frame. 9-5, Frankfurt with the lead. Largest lead of the game now for the Wildcats. Top of the key for the Bulldogs, it's Worth. And she throws it away. Third turnover on the Bulldogs. This Frankfurt defense. Talked about it at the top of the broadcast. They love playing defense. They love making their defense their prowess.
Yeah, they're getting after it defensively. Like I said, they've really done a nice job this entire first quarter, only giving up two field goals so far in this ballgame.
Hardwick brings it across the timeline to Wop. Dishes it down low. Hattie Gross. Bank shot, no. Fight for the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Who's it out on? No, it's saved in by Quinter. Now coming near side is Gillespie. Cut off by Hardwick. And Gillespie now, with 15 seconds, pushes it up the timeline and travels with it. Turnover number four on Quinter.
Gillespie kind of made up her mind. She was going to go attack the rim late in the clock here with only 14 seconds left, but she dribbled right into a Frankfurt defender.
Bulldogs will bring in for the first time Cashlin, or check that, bring back in Cashlin Kwasniska. They give Gillespie an extra breather here. 15 seconds to go, quarter one. Frankfurt up 9-5. Emma Hardwick crossed the timeline with 10 seconds, looking for a screen. Gives it to your side to Dollinghouse, and loses it for a second. 5 seconds to go. Gross has got it with three on the right wing. Frankfurt's going to have to put up a shot. It's Hardwick for three. It's down at the buzzer! Emma Hardwick!
She didn't hesitate. She couldn't, though, because the clock was running down, but she wasn't even looking to shoot. All of a sudden, I think everybody yelled at her. She just chucked it up there.
Hits the bottom of the net, and Frankfurt, their largest lead of the game. It's 12-5, back in 1 minute to Dodge, here on 92.1, your local sports authority.
Save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
State basketball on your local sports authority, covering the teams that you love because they're the teams that we love. The Frankfurt Wildcats, 12. Winter, 5. Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell, courtside at United Wireless Arena. Nibazi, great first quarter there for the Frankfurt Wildcats.
Much better start than they had against South Gray. They were trailing 13-10 at the end of the first quarter against South Gray, so much better start for Frankfurt in this ballgame.
Definitely a big buzzer beater 3 at the last second there by Emma Hardwick. Definitely doesn't hurt. 12-5, Quitter with the basketball. Two big fouls in the first quarter by Anna Briggs, a 6'2" senior forward who averages a double-double and leads the Bulldogs. She's on the bench. Frankfurt's out here. And a block shot here. Great job by Ashlyn Dollinghouse. And it's out of bounds. It'll stay. No, it'll go to Frankfurt. Dollinghouse with the block and a foul on Quinter. 7:36 to go here in the first half. 12-5. Frankfurt with the lead. And we'll give you a quick lineup reset. Here's Ashlyn Dollinghouse, Emma Hardwick, Sydney Wop, Hattie Gross, and Alexis Dollinghouse on the floor for the Wildcats.
Briggs check back into the game right now. I think Coach Havlis is not real comfortable having her on the bench. She's got to come in here even with two fouls.
Entry pass, high post to Sydney Wop. Outside, head faking on three was Hardwick. She makes differently of it. Now Ashley Dollinghouse, she'll fire a three. No rebound, Sydney Wop. Let's back up and through by Sydney Wop.
That's the difference between somebody playing without foul trouble and when they're on the floor with foul trouble. Briggs couldn't do anything. She just had to put her hand straight up in the air.
14-5, Frankfurt, and a foul by Wop underneath the basket as her and Briggs are definitely battling down low. Sydney will pick up her first team foul number 4 on Frankfurt. Keep in mind, Breely Embert, she's on the bench right now. She has two personal fouls, but she was able to play majority of that second quarter with those, or first quarter, with those two fouls. Entry pass 3 on the way is good by Kelsey Selensky. Well, they've hit two threes and one other two-point field goal. That's it in this ballgame. Guerrero sprinted across the timeline for the Wildcats. Has it on the right wing. Now they swing it around the horn. Taking it into the corner by Ashley Dolling. Nice entry pass. Sydney Walk. Makes it home. Sydney Walk. It's time to eat for you, my junior forward for Frankfurt.
Well, Frankfurt's got a lot of good action going on right now. They've got some basket cuts, and they're catching their teammates rolling to the basket. Great entry pass and finish that time by Sydney Walk.
Gillespie for Quinter. Misses a wide-open three. Here come the Wildcats now. Gross. Head fakes on a three. Drives baseline. Right at Briggs, and she swapped it away.
Yeah, Briggs was pretty aggressive on that one, but it was away from the basket. The girl was far enough away from her she could get a hand on it.
16-8, Frankfurt in the front court now are the Bulldogs, and a scrabble, no, double dribble will be called on Quinter as falling to the deck was Bryn Gillespie. That's turnover number six now on the Quinter Bulldogs.
Yeah, Bryn Gillespie, she's looking a little bit frustrated for Quinter right now. She's had a couple turnovers last couple minutes, and you can see the frustrations in her eyes.
Hardwick brings it across the timeline.
A little zone by Quinter right now. A little 1-2-2. Surprises Frankfurt. They get the turnover.
Out and run out opportunity for Selensky. Layup is good. She's got the last 5 points for Quinter, and the Bulldogs won a timeout. It's 16-10 Frankfurt. 5:51 to go in this first half. We're back in 1 minute on 92.1 FM KMZA, a part of the MSB Sports Radio Network.
This is Jenny at Hemi Electric in Seneca, Kansas. Our company provides electric motor services out of our shop. We do a variety of repair services, including rewinding of AC and DC electric motors, as well as armature rewinding. We also offer new motors, phase converters, PTO generators, and Kohler standby generators for sale with installation. Let us know if we can help you at Hemi Electric in Seneca. Google us or find us on Facebook, Hemi Electric, keeping the community wired.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
KMZA.
Change this song to Born in the TBL. That's what the Frankfurt Wildcats are trying to do and punch their ticket to a state title game against TBL rival Donovan West. Frankfurt with the basketball and the 6-point lead at 16-10. Out of the timeout, Hattie Gross a three. Too strong. Backside rebound by the Bulldogs.
But zone's been effective for Quinter. It's just a 1-2-2 zone, but it forced a turnover and a quick three attempt that time by Frankfurt.
Briggs in the lane. Turnaround Jay. In and out. Rebound battle. 5-4 and a rebound by Quinter as Kelsey Selensky. She's got the last 5 points for the Bulldogs, and she's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Well, here's the problem. Whenever the ball goes inside to Briggs, everybody collapses on her. The shot goes up, and that leaves people that are free reign to go get an offensive rebound. Nobody there to box them out.
Dollinghouse picks up the foul, and the free throw is missed here by Kelsey Selensky. One more upcoming here. 6-point Frankfurt Wildcat lead over the Bulldogs. Second free throw is good. And a substitution coming into the game. Back in for the Wildcats will be Breely Ebert replacing Alexis Dollinghouse. That zone, I mean, more than anything else, it's kind of protecting Briggs, too,
yeah,
for Quinter. Short corner, it comes Gross right in front of us. Top of the key now. High post flash by Sydney Watt. Now quickly around the horn of the Wildcats. Three on the way, Ashley Dollinghouse. It's good! How about you, Ashley Dollinghouse, the 5'8 freshman?
Yeah, just comes into the game. First shot's a three. She knocks it down.
Inside quickly to Briggs. Now around the horn for the Quinter Bulldogs. Into the short corner it goes. Selensky trying to get it down low. Wop digs in. Turn around, Jay, up, no, too strong. Rebound ripped down by Emma Hardwick for Frankfurt. 8-point lead, 19-11 for the Cats. 4:40 to go here at quarter two. Hardwick into the corner, back to Gross, back to Hardwick. She's got 1-3, trying to make it two. Now it's short and out of bounds. It'll go to Quinter.
The ball shot off on the baseline, off the rim. Hattie Gross was standing at the 3-point line. She crashed the glass, and she would have stayed where she was. Ball would have bounced right to her.
So, 4.5 to go here. Quarter number two, the Wildcats lead is 8.
A lob pass deep down low, and it's too high. Ripped away by Sidney Woff. Quinter now with six turnovers in the first half. Just trying to see if Quinter stays in the zone. It's interesting. It's a 1-2-2 look, but as soon as the ball goes to the baseline, then it kind of transitions into a 2-3 zone. So it's confusing Frankfurt just a little bit, but I think they're going to have some three opportunities against this zone. Deflected out of bounds. It'll stay here with Frankfurt. Yeah, you talk about the three opportunities. You can kind of see Ashley Dollinghouse, Hattie Gross, Emma Hardwick all kind of getting their eyes a little bit bigger every time they catch the ball around the outside. Coach Everett wants to take a timeout, talk things over. We'll take it with him. 30-second break, 19-11 Frankfurt. 4:03 to go in the opening half. Back after this.
Flash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley Internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
KMZA.
We hope you're having a good night back where you're, wherever you're listening to us right now. We're having a great night here at Dodge City. Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell covering your Frankfurt Wildcats, who are up 19-11 out of the Coach Everett timeout. Wildcats with the basketball and an 8-point lead. Emma Hardwick back between the circles at half court. We'll dribble it up to the right wing. Dribble weave action with Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse with a right-handed dribble, looking to drive baseline. Cut off there, though. Needs some help. Help comes in Sydney Watt. Man-to-man defense out of the timeout by Quinter. So, again, mixing up the things defensively here. Gross at the rack. Shot from behind is rejected. Sure looked like some contact. Looked like Briggs took a lot of the arm on that shot. That would have been her third. But here's the thing. I like the aggressiveness by Frankfurt. They're going right at her, which is smart, with her two fouls. Hardwick the trigger for the Wildcats. Gets it in. Parthamer turning to right wing. 3-2 strong. That's that rebound. Sidney Walk puts it back up and through. Boy, you can make a living on the backside boards, oftentimes with offensive rebounds. Sydney Watts, she's got four or five points on backside boards. 21-11, the Frankfurt largest lead of the game. 3:15 to go. Entry pass down low. Turn around. Bank shot is good. Bryn Gillespie for Quinter. And the Cats quickly up the floor.
Yeah, that was just very aggressive by Gillespie. She was on the block. She caught it, didn't hesitate. Backed her defender down and made the shot.
Sidney Wampa, right wing, three, up and through, three fingers in the air, and says, I can do it inside, I can do it outside, let's go, Cats.
11-point lead for Frankfurt, see if they can get another couple stops here.
11 points in the game now for Sidney Wampa, down low to Briggs, her turnaround, no, but she's fouled, and that's going to be on Hattie Gross, and that's going to be Hattie Gross's second of the game. Coach Brian Ebert, want to talk to this old, yeah. The official just slowly going to walk over to him as Briggs goes to the line for two, makes the first.
Frankfurt's really done a nice job on her so far. That's only her third game, her third point. She only has one field goal here in this first half.
One more upcoming. It's on its way, and it's good. So Briggs averaging 16 a game, has four here in the first half. Two personal fouls as well. Gross. On the baseline, picks up her dribble, needs help, skips the top of the key, Sidney Walk. You got to come out and guard her now. And Briggs does just that. Here's the ball knocked out of the hand of Ashlyn Dollinghouse. She gets it back over to Sidney Walk on the right wing. Frankfurt still moving right to left. 2:25 to go.
Well, I think this is where Frankfurt should have a really big advantage. If Sidney Walk's able to come out on the perimeter and knock down threes, that draws Briggs away from the bucket. You got to get a couple other people going to the rim just like that. Briggs was out on the perimeter.
Patty Gross just backing down her defender. Fadeaway bank shot. And the lead back up to 11, 2:05 to go in the first half.
Yeah, there's no rim protector when Briggs has to go out on the perimeter and defend Sidney Wobb.
Here's Briggs, turn around Jay, and that one's pure. Sidney Wobb smartly not fouling. She only has one personal, but there's one element of this game that could change in favor of Quinter after Sidney Wobb gets the foul trouble. Hardwick goes to the rack, gets it knocked away, out now to Parthamer on the left wing. She's got fighting for it, knocks out of bounds off of Parthamer. It'll be a turnover on Frankfurt. Man, Parthamer hit the deck hard.
Yeah, it's been interesting at this state tournament, boys or girls. It's been very physical, very, very physical. Every game that we've seen, officials are letting them play. That time I really thought she got hit hard on the reach, but there's no call.
So up the floor, down by nine, are the Quinter Bulldogs. Down low to Briggs. She's double-teamed, knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Quinter.
Really good dig that time by Emma Hardwick. The entry pass came from her, the person she was guarding. She left her, went down inside, knocked it away from Briggs. Coach Ebert asked the official to watch for a three-second violation. Here's a big give-and-go. Briggs has it. Wow, she makes it from eight. Quickly, we're talking about how she was struggling to score. Now she's got eight.
Well, she's the go-to. I mean, everything they run is centered around finding her on the block. And if you get her, if you let her post up too deep, she spins to her left hand, and that's a nice, pure, soft jump shot she's got.
Gross has it. She's getting hammered at the high post, able to get it away. Now Ashley Dollinghouse. Ashlyn gets fouled here as, again, why would you not be this aggressive? Force the officials to blow the whistle. 16th foul on Quinter. It'll be on Cashlyn Kwasniewska, her first. So six fouls apiece. 106 to go in the opening half. 26-19. Frankfurt's led by as many as 11 in this game. Entry pass to Wop and foul on the floor.
I thought for a sec that was going to go against Briggs, but it's not. It was on the backside. That foul goes against Kelsey Selinski.
So Selinski picks up her first, so 1-1 here for Wop. First one is nothing but nylon. Sydney, and we talked about her massive second half in the quarterfinal, 19 in the second half. Well, right now she's got 12 in half number one. Second toss on the way. It's good.
Yeah, she wasn't going to make that mistake twice. She wasn't going to wait to get going in the second half. I think that maybe, you know, first round state, nerves, whatnot. She's having a really nice game.
Coach Ebert talked about it, how he wanted his girls to start off quick, and they've done just that. 28-19, Frankfurt with the lead. In the lane, Luner is up and through, under a minute to go now by Selinski.
Boy, that was nice. Off a pick and roll, she was attacking with her right hand to the paint. Stopped on a dime, brought it back to her left, and made the little floater.
28-21, Frankfurt with the lead in the basketball. Nice attack here, Ashley Dollinghouse. Swatted, though, by Briggs. Outlet taken away by Freely Ebert. Freely to Sydney Watt. 30 seconds remaining here in this first half. Frankfurt, will they back it out and hold for one? Turnover on Quinter, number eight. Into the lane, Hardwick. Layup. Yeah! Over Briggs. Hardwick now with five. 20 seconds left.
Boy, right when she started to drive, I thought, no, 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 no. But she made the bucket over Briggs.
And an offensive foul on Selinski. She leans in, and Emma Hardwick makes the basket on one end, Boz, and gets back and plays phenomenal defense.
Yeah, she's just no fear. I mean, attacking the big 6'2 girl, big size advantage by Briggs, but no sweat. She took it right to the lane, made the bucket, then picks up the great defensive play.
14 seconds. Here comes Hardwick. She had a three at the buzzer to end the first quarter. Now 10 seconds. Frankfurt by nine. 5 seconds to go. Hardwick to the lane. Kicks it out. Gross. A corner three on the way. It's short. And we're going to head to the halftime break. 30-21. Frankfurt leading Quinter by nine. We're back after this with the Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show here on 92.1 KMCA Seneca.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfurt, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfurt, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
In a recent survey, 43% of people did not buy life insurance because they were worried about making the wrong decision. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus. We know that life insurance can be confusing, but be assured, the Knights of Columbus is an organization that earns the highest ratings from independent rating services while maintaining ethical standards. Knights of Columbus agents are Catholic advisors working with Catholic families. Come see me, Kirby Schmelzley, at 416 Main Street in Seneca.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist.
You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and slagging compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Back here at Dodge City, United Wireless Arena, the site for this 1A Division I Girls State Semi-Final Round action as Frankfort up 30-21 over the Quincher Bulldogs, and the Wildcats really came out of this first half and set the tone. It was a little bit back and forth early on. Frankfort grabbed an early 4-2 lead, then Quincher, check that 2-0 lead, then Quincher hit a three, and then we went back and forth until it was 6-5. In favor of Frankfort, they exploded that lead up to the end of the first quarter of 12-5. Frankfort led by as many as 11 in the first half, and 30-21 is your halftime score. Jake Spaulding alongside Chris Boswell here in United Wireless Arena. I'm about to get in the game, Bos, and the South Gray boys are warming up, and I was going to pop a three from this media table.
Oh, slow down,
man. First half statistics here tonight. As we'll start with Quincher, as the Bulldogs really started off slow, especially Anna Briggs had two personal fouls early on in this game. She finishes the first half tied for leading the Bulldogs with 8 points, eight for Kelsey Selensky as well. Then it drops to 3 points for Kennedy Worth and two for Bryn Gillespie. Seven turnovers in the first half for Quincher, and they shot 38% from the field, 50%, three out of six. From the free throw line, 2 3-pointers in the game, one each for Selensky, one for Worth. For the Frankfort Lady Wildcats, we talked about how a great second half propelled them from Sydney Wapp in their opening round against South Gray. Well, Sydney Wapp has come out on fire here in this first half. 13 first half points, 4 rebounds for the junior forward, a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line. She also has a 3, so she's shooting 80% from the field in that first half. Is Sydney Wapp with 13 points. Hattie Gross with 6 in the first half. 5 for Emma Hardwick, including a 3-pointer at the buzzer at the end of quarter 1. And then 3 each for Alexis Dollinghouse and Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Rebounding team totals, well, we're tied. 16 apiece on the turnover, on the rebounding side. Turnover is just 4 for Frankfort in that first half. Bosley, what really stood out to you in that first half?
Well, there's a couple things that, really when you look at it statistically, it's very, very even. Frankfort's able to knock down a few more threes. They've had more free throws. They're 7 of 9 from the free throw line. Quinter's only 3 of 6, so really a difference in a couple threes, a few more free throws. Otherwise, it's a pretty close game. But here's one thing that's kind of interesting. If you're Quinter, you got to be a little concerned. Cashlyn Kwasniska against Olpe earlier in the week on Wednesday, she had 13 points.
Yeah.
And she's got 0 tonight. Now, I don't want to throw a little jinx on there or something. She could obviously come out in the second half and turn it on, but if you're at Frankfort, you got to feel pretty good. One of their leading scorers is struggling tonight. She's had 2 fouls, so that could play into it a little bit. She's had to spend some time on the bench. But overall, I think Frankfort played a really nice first half. They limited the touches as much as they could with Briggs. Now, Briggs is a good player. Once she catches the ball in the post, she's going to make some good things happen. And she kind of caught fire late there in the second quarter. But hold her to 8 points in the first half. Not a bad effort defensively there.
First half, again, 30-21, your halftime score. Now we're talking about heading into the second half, and the difference is of the two. You talked about Quincher having some shooters that maybe aren't scoring very well right now. Do you think that's a big reason with the great job by Coach Brian Everts. You know, in the first round against Cal Gray, there was probably three or four different times where Everts had to mix up his defenses, and they were timely when he did just that. He's done it again here tonight so far against Quinter, and those defenses are really kind of forcing the Bulldogs off of their normal routine.
Well, he did it early in the first quarter, about halfway through the first quarter, he started switching up defense a little bit, and I think it kind of threw Quinter off a little bit. And when you go into that zone, it's a little harder to get the ball into Briggs because everybody's collapsed in the lane, but, you know, he went back really majority of the second half. It was straight man, and again, that's Briggs was on the bench for a little bit, so that helped. They could come out and pressure, so he's doing a nice job of mixing things up when he can, but then when he finds what's working, he's sticking with it.
Second half action on the way next here on your local Sports Authority, 92.1 FM, KMCA, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Second half action is up next.
One out of three American adults have prediabetes. Did you know that if you have prediabetes, you can make changes now to improve your health and prevent type 2? Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is hosting its fourth annual Prevent T2 program. An informational meeting will be held at the hospital on March 21st at 5:30 p.m. to review the program details. You will also hear from an individual who has completed the program. Please contact Leah Heinen at 785-336-0322 with questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4 resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Turn it up, y'all. That's what the United Wireless Arena is doing here as we've got fans from Frankfort and Quinter cheering on their teams as your Frankfort Wildcats lead 30-21. Second half action about to get underway. Greg Spalding, Chris Boswell. Frankfort will start with the basketball as Breeley Ebert will be out there with Emma Hardwick, also Taryn Parthamer, Sydney Wapp, and Hattie Gross on the floor for the Wildcats. And their their road red on red with the white numerals and lettering. And Quinter in their home white on white with their red numerals and lettering trimmed in black. Here we go, second half action. Moving left to right across your radio dial now are the Frankfort Wildcats. Led here by Emma Hardwick with the basketball. Sydney Wapp now to the right wing. It goes Breeley Ebert. She looks to drive baseline. Nice dig. Sydney Wapp and her shot rejected. Loose ball on the floor. Picked up by Quinter. 20 seconds gone by quarter number three. Top of the key. Here's a three on the way by Briggs. It's up and good. Anna Briggs. She now has 11 in the game. And just like that, it's 30-24 Wildcats.
And that's danger right there if Briggs is able to step out and start knocking down some threes.
Sydney Wapp with the right-handed dribble, cut off. Now gets it to Breeley Ebert. Screen set. Now Gross goes baseline, kicks it out to Ebert. Wapp straight away, head fakes on a three. Nice back cut by Gross who puts it home.
That was a great back cut, like you mentioned, but even better find on that pass. Great assist.
Sydney Wapp with the dime, and it's now 32-24. Lead is back up to 8 for the Wildcats. Briggs throws it down low. Tapped away from behind by Hardwick. Jump ball and a possession
will stay with Quinter.
What a great hustle.
Love to see kids diving on the floor after those loose balls. 6:47 to go, quarter number three. Triggering it in will be Kashley Kwasniska. Into the low block it goes, and thrown away as Zielinski found Hattie Gross, the wrong team wearing red and white. Turnover now number nine on Quinter. Here's Hardwick in the front court. Gets a screen from Watt, goes hard left lane line, kicks it out. Parsonberg, corner three, too strong. Rebound, tapped away, and Quinter's got some numbers. Up the floor, pass backside. Great hustle by Hardwick to deflect it, but it goes out of bounds. But great hustle to not allow that easy layup.
Yeah, that was a run out off the long rebound from the three, and great hustle to get back. Almost had the steal, but when she fell down, her foot was on the baseline.
Triggering it in will be Kwasniska. Top of the key it goes. This is Worth into the lane. Right lane line drive. Missed the layup.
Boy, wide open look. She's going to want. Wish she could have that one back. Maybe Worth had a wide open layup.
Rebound by Hardwick. She brings it across the timeline. Crosses over her defender in the lane. Loses the handle. Goes up. Throws up a shot over Briggs, but no good. It's tapped out of bounds off Briggs. Break there for the Wildcats. They'll maintain possession. 32-24. The lead for Frankfort. Parthamer out. Ashlyn Dollinghouse back in. Emma Hardwick will trigger underneath the basket for Frankfort. Hardwick triggers it in. Hattie Gross. Right elbow jumper. Too strong. Rebound fought for and coming away with it is Zielinski for the Bulldogs. Quickly up the floor comes Quinter. Left lane line drive, but a foul will be called. And if that's on Hattie Gross, that'll be number three. That's on Hardwick. It's just her first. And it's going to be on Hattie Gross. The big foul by Coach Ebert's squad. And Coach Ebert says, Hattie, stay in the game. Zielinski, top of the key, maybe pushes off of Gross. No whistle. Top of the key now goes to Worth. Kennedy out to Briggs. Right in front of us here on the left wing. Nice defense here by Sydney Wapp. Gets it over now. Three on the way by Kennedy Worth on the back iron. No. Nice shot. Dollinghouse. That's Ashlyn tapping it to Hattie Gross.
Yeah, she knew she couldn't get the rebound on her hand, on her own with two hands, so she tipped it to a teammate. Pretty heads-up play that time.
That is something you're seeing a lot more in the game of basketball anymore, huh?
Yeah, you do. You just see it. Players are just pretty savvy that way. They know they can't get it by themselves, so they just tip it to their teammates.
Here's a reach-in foul on Bryn Gillespie. That's going to be her second. Team foul number one on the Bulldogs here in half number two. So Frankfort will trigger it in on their sideline right in front of their bench. It'll be really Ebert to trigger. Gets it in to Emma Hardwick. Man-to-man defense here by the Bulldogs to start the second half. Top of the key, it's Watt. Nice find down low, but it's tapped away. Turnover on Frankfort, number five. Quickly up the floor, Zielinski now gets it off to Kennedy Worth. Top of the key to Kashlyn Kwasniska, who Boswell mentioned at halftime at 13 in the quarterfinal round, yet to score here tonight. She's guarded by Hattie Gross with those three fouls. Entry pass down low. Here's Briggs. Turn around, Jay. Yes. Timeout, Quinter. 32-26. Frankfort lead is down to six. 4:40 to go. Quarter number three. 30-second break. We're back at 30 here. Dodge on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Not looking for the eye of the tiger, looking for the eye of the Wildcats here as the Frankfort Wildcats lead 32-26, 4:37 to go, quarter three. Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell with you here from the United Wireless Arena out of the Quinter timeout. Wildcats with the basketball, Greeley Ebert on the right wing in the front court.
Now City and Watt between the circles. Still man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs. Back cut. Nice job. Emma Hardwick. Layup miss. And a foul will be called. And Hardwick will go to the line for two.
Well, I thought they were not going to call that foul. It was a really late whistle. It's funny. Sometimes the officials, they kind of wait to see if the bucket goes.
Yeah.
And that really looked like what happened there. Third foul now on Cashlyn Kwasniewska as Hardwick makes the first. She's got six in the game now for the Wildcats. It's also the second team foul on Clinter. Second toss by Hardwick is good. 7 points now for the junior guard. So coming across the timeline now is Kelsey Selensky. Frankfurt back up by eight. 4:10 to go here in the third. Nice dig that time, knocking it out of bounds. It's off of Briggs. Great job. Emma Hardwick came in and deflected it off of Briggs, and Coach Havlis is not happy. Yeah, he is really not happy.
4 minutes gone by. 4 minutes to go. Quarter number three, 34-26 Frankfurt with the lead and the basketball. Emma Hardwick, weave action, dribble handoff with Hattie Gross, gets a screen, and that's an offensive foul. Moving screen on Sydney Watt. That'll be her second.
Yeah, tough break. They were trying. I really like what they're doing right now. They're bringing Sydney Wap up. She's operating kind of in the high post to top of the key area, and they're running the dribble weave trying to get some screens off of her. The biggest thing is pulling Anna Briggs out of the paint, so now Quinter doesn't have the rim protector. 34-26. Briggs still in the game. She's only got those two fouls still. She had those early in the second quarter. Top of the key, Briggs. A wide open straightaway three is good. That time Sydney Watts, she got stuck down in the paint right under the bucket off of the dribble. There was a high ball screen and a dribble that went straight at the rim. Watts had to help, so she couldn't get back out to the top of the key.
Timeout on the floor by Frankfurt. 34-29, Wildcats. 3:38 to go in the third. Back in 1 minute. Here to Dodge.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
KMZA.
An 8-4 start to this third quarter by a couple threes from Anna Briggs has Quinter back within five here at the timeout by Frankfurt. Hattie Gross a three. That's an air ball. Rebound tapped around and sinks in by the Wildcats momentarily as the Dollinghouse finds Sydney Wapp. We'll reset offense here. Jake Spalding, Chris Boswell, Coach Eppert holds four fingers in the air. Man-to-man defense here by the Bulldogs. Pass into the corner to Hattie Gross, who drives into the middle of the lane, needs some help outside of Hardwick now. Entry pass down to Sydney Watt. Has Briggs on her, and it's stuck. And then nearly a travel, a double dribble. Oh, and they're going to call a foul on Breely Everts. And Breely is just beside herself. So is Coach Brian Ebert. Is fighting for a loose ball. Looks like maybe a travel. But that's going to be the third now on Breely.
Oh, that's a tough break. Third foul is a great hustle play. I thought she had the ball and she dove after it. I don't know how that's a foul called on her, but either way, she picks up her third.
Under 3 minutes to go here in the third frame. Winner with the basketball. Worth trying to get an entry pass. Nice defense there by Sydney Wapp. Just kind of staying in front of Anna Briggs on the post. Now an entry pass to Briggs. Turn around Jay. Wow, that was in and out. Rebound ripped down by Hardwick and a foul here. It's going to be on Bryn Gillespie, and that's her third. No? They're calling this on Frankfurt.
Frankfurt had the ball.
Okay. There was some confusion there because We have the Clincher fans, and even the coach for Clincher, Matt Havlis, was applauding, saying that the foul was on Frankfurt. But that foul was very easily on Bryn Gillespie. So Frankfurt will have the basketball, 2:36 to go in the third.
Yeah, Frankfurt needs a bucket here. They've been on a little dry spell. They're still leading by five. No reason to panic, but they got to get something going offensively. Only 4 points here in this third quarter for the Wildcats.
Ebert with the dribble, right lane line, goes right at Briggs. Shot, no, rebound has momentarily kept alive. Now by Watt. Sidney needs some help. Outside, Ashley Dollinghouse, a three, no. Rebound tapped around, Briggs has it, and a foul is going to be called on Emma Hardwick.
Frankfurt had a couple good looks at the bucket that time. Here's the thing, though. You're just not going to be able to score over Briggs.
Yeah.
You get down in the paint, she's set, long arms, she's going to block those. And Frankfurt's tried to push that issue several times. Maybe they need to look to kick out to some of their shooters that are open.
Fitter with the basketball, down by five. Under 2 minutes to go, hitting the deck, but keeping it alive, and a blocked shot here. Kept alive, though, by Quinter. Belt just checked into the ballgame, has it right in front of us. A trap comes. Now Anna Briggs has it on the left wing. Top of the key, it's Selensky. Kelsey caught. Oh, and a foul is going to be called, and that's number four on Hattie Gross. It looks like she had ball. Coach Ryan Ebert has his hands on his hips, and that's going to be a huge foul here as Hattie Gross is going to stay in the game here.
I'm wondering, they finally sent the sub in, but play is underway. She can't pick up her fifth right now.
1:40 to go. Baseline drive. Slensky backside. This is Belt. Traveled with it nearly, but able to find straightaway three opportunity. No. Sydney Watt can't get the rebound. Briggs has it. Jump ball possession will go to Frankfurt.
Ooh, did you see? Patty Gross right that time. She tied up Briggs. The whistle blew, and she looked at the official like that was her fifth foul. She let out a sigh of relief when it was just a jump ball.
So Gross. And that's what Coach Ebert's saying. You got four. You got to be smart. So she's going to sit on the bench for a while here for Frankfurt. Karen Parthamer comes in. Up the court quickly come the Cats. It's Parthamer in the corner. Top of the key now to Sydney Watt, who will reset out to Hardwick by the timeline. Five out set here by the Wildcats. Man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs. Ashley Dollinghouse with the dribble. Baseline pass. This is really Ebert. Her shot, no. Rebound ripped out by Quinter. Quickly up the floor. It's going to be Worth. Layup slotted away by Emma Hardwick. Hardwick with the hustle and the swat. And Coach Havlis.
He reads some lips. He said, are you serious? No contact there. And here's the thing. It's been going that way both ways.
Triggering it in. Backside here, it's Worth. Out to Briggs. She'll fire in and out. Rebound ripped down here by Hardwick. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Frankfurt still clinging to a five-point advantage. Just 4 points here in the quarter for the Wildcats. Really Ebert, right lane line. Kicks it out, Parthamer. Taryn will find Sydney Wapp. This man-to-man extended defense by Quinter has given Wildcats fits.
Well, they've got Sydney Wapp open. Anytime somebody tries to drive to the lane, Briggs has to float back to the bucket to guard the rim. Sydney Wapp is wide open at the top of the key.
Hardwick takes it into the lane. Her shot rejected. It'll stay here with Frankfurt as once again Anna Briggs just dominated inside as Hardwick just tried to get the body contact. Briggs, clean block there. 18 seconds to go. 34-29. Frankfurt with the lead. Cats triggered in. Ashley Dollinghouse. That's a Hardwick. 15 seconds to go here in the third. Hardwick to the rack. Off the window. No. Too strong. Here comes Quinter. They have a chance to get this out. It's a one possession game heading to the fourth. Up the court. Here's Worth. She'll fire a three. Off the back rim. No. Rebound. Put back. No. We've reached the end of the third quarter. Your score, Frankfurt 34, Quinter 29. Things have slowed down here in Dodge City. We're back in 1 minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For high quality foods. They have in stock those hard to find items and are proud of their fresh produce and they cut all their meat fresh daily. Use their app and save time and money. You can earn rewards and free items, along with exclusive giveaways. So download their mobile app today online at jnrmarket.com or find them on Facebook. J&R Market is open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturdays 9 to 6, and Sundays 9 to 5, at 133 East 2nd in Frankfort.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Well, it's a five-point lead here for Frankfort as they lead 34-29 heading to the final quarter of play. Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell, winner gets Donovan West tomorrow at 4 o'clock for a state title game. That fourth quarter only saw four Frankfort points. Bozzy, and you're telling me off air a little bit about something Frankfort needs to do offensively.
Well, they're bringing Sidney Walker up to the top of the key, which draws Briggs away from the rim. They set a ball screen. When the dribble drive occurs down the paint, Briggs is sagging all the way to the rim, and Walker is wide open at the top of the key. I'd like to see a dribble drive with a kick out to a shooter.
Entry pass from Briggs, swatted away by the Wildcats, and Emma Hardwick tapped out to Wop, who's back to Emma Hardwick. So Frankfort with the basketball moving left to right across the tile. It's really Everett, Emma Hardwick, Sidney Wop, Patty Gross back in the game with four fouls, and Taryn Parthamer, the starting five for the Wildcats. Here's Gross with the left elbow, spins it out to Emma Hardwick. Man-to-man defense still here by Quinter. Hardwick dribbling it around the timeline. 45 seconds gone by here in the final period of play. Sidney Watt, entry pass too strong, trying to get to Hattie Groves. It's turnover number 7 on Frankfort. In transition, here's an opportunity for Gillespie. Pulls it back, and a steal here by Groves. Hattie, left lane line, baseline drive, layup, missed. Rebound Briggs for Quinter, and they got a run out. Underneath the basket, Gillespie's layup is good. Oh, tough break. A steal and a layup opportunity missed, and then a run out by Quinter, and now it's only a three-point game. Four-point swing right there. Frankfort's led by as many as 11 in this game. Their lead's trimmed down to 3. Here's Hardwick. Her shot blocked by Briggs, and a foul will be called here underneath the basket on Quinter. And that's going to be on Kennedy Worth. That's her second. So Frankfort with the basketball. Emma Hardwick has not found any success driving to the rack because, again, Anna Briggs is there waiting. She's got 7 blocks in this game so far. Emma Hardwick, top of the key. Left-handed dribble, now picks it up, gets it to Sidney Watt. Walk on the left wing. Dribbles it back out. Frankfort being very patient here on the offensive set. Coach Brian Ebert calls out the signals, and here we go for Frankfort offensive set. Leave action with Freely Everett. Left-handed dribble, hands it off to Hattie Gross. Back to the middle, crosses over her defender at the left elbow, kicks it out. Sidney Walk, caught about a 3. Now gives it off to Karen Parthamer on the right wing. Now Hattie Gross, under 6 minutes to go in this game. Gross elevates, shoots from 10. That one's short. Rebound cleared here by Gillespie. I feel like Frankfort, they're slowing things down. They're trying to get their sets. And a foul will be called. It's a blocking foul on Taryn Parthamer, and that's going to put Gillespie to the line. Boy, it looked like it was a Euro step there from Briggs. I should check that Gillespie. But Parthamer was there, I thought.
She's doing good. I'm talking to the official. She just raised her hand, palms up. Like, what do I do?
Free throw is good. So Gillespie now at 3 in the game. Ashley Dowlinghouse will check in. And Frankfort coach Brian Ebert wants to take a timeout. 34-32 Frankfort. Their lead from 11 down to 2 with 5:40 to go. We're back after this timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. As your area Case IH dealer, we take pride in servicing all our customers. So whether you're looking for a Case IH Axial Flow Combine that leads the industry in productivity, or the Case IH Magnum Tractor built to fit the way you farm, for the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there's only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
People you can count on. Bruna Implement Company.
KMZA.
Back here at Dodge City, the Wave is taking over the United Wireless Arena as Winter on a massive extended run. Again, they trailed by 9 at halftime, but Frankfurt just 4 second half points, and we're 5:40 to go in this contest as Winter's outscored the Wildcats 11-4 here in the second half. Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell back at the free throw line. One more upcoming here for Bryn Gillespie. Made the first free throw. With Brian Ebert. Called timeout. And Gillespie hits the second. It's a 1-point game. Full court pressure out of the timeout in the main basket. Here by Quinter. Broken with ease by Frankfurt. Ashley Dollinghouse. Trapped though. Needs some help. Gets it out to Brealey Ebert. Frankfurt now as coach holds up 4 fingers in the air for the Wildcats. Screen by Watt. Nice dish underneath to Watt. Her shot rejects it, but a foul. There's that give and go you've been asking for all game, Bobby.
Well, every time they set the high ball screen, the dribble penetration's there, and then Briggs floats with it to help. And Watt's been open several times. It was a good find on a pick and roll that time.
Give a dime there at Hardwick, and Watt to the free throw line. Bobby, that's her first point of the second half. One more free throw upcoming here for the junior 5'11 forward from Frankfurt. And it's good. A perfect night so far. 6 out of 6 from the stripe. She leads the Cats with 15. And it's a 3-point game. Frankfurt 36. Quinter 33. Winner gets D West tomorrow. Entry pass down low. Gillespie had a steal. And Gillespie now is 6 in the game.
Well, that was a really nice set from Quinter. Briggs went up to from the weak side block up to the top of the key, which left zero help side for the lob over the top to Gillespie.
Maddie Gross into the short corner for the Wildcats across the timeline. Now to Brealey Ebert. Man-to-man defense still here by Quinter. Top of the key, Sydney Wapp.
Sydney Wapp, she's got a 3 in this ball game. I feel like if they could kick it to her on the top of the key, she could knock that down.
Emma Hardwick now with the dribble. Now left corner goes Ashlyn Dollinghouse, and a foul will be called here, and that's going to be number 4 on Bryn Gillespie. And that might be the 7th team foul. That'll just be the 6th team foul, but that's 4 on Gillespie. So Gross on the floor with 4. Gillespie on the floor with 4. 1 for each team here. Gross will have it. In the front court, Coach Ebert says, make him come out and get you. Now here, and in a mere travel here by Frankfurt, and a tie-up, possession will stay with Frankfurt as Gross just slipped and fell to the court. So Frankfurt has Emma Hardwick, Greeley Ebert, Hattie Gross, Sydney Wapp, and Ashlyn Dollinghouse on the floor right now. Approaching the 4-minute mark of this contest. 36-35 Frankfurt.
Frankfurt,
40 of the game.
They're really trying to spread things out right now and get Quinter to extend out. Maybe they're looking to open up some driving lane, try to get to the rim.
Greeley Ebert has an opportunity here. Wapp into the corner. Had it close. Oh, thought about a 3. Was wide open, but backs it out. Now Gross gets a screen from Watt. She looks to attack, kicks to the corner. Brealey Ebert, they need a corner 3. It's too strong. Rebound, fought for. Come away with Emma Hardwick. And then she is fouled by Bryn Gillespie. And that's going to be number 5. And that was not a touch foul, Mr. Boswell.
Yeah. She thought, I could kind of see her eyes. She was going to run and try to pick it off on the backside. And Frankfurt got the ball, and she ran over the dribble.
So Bryn Gillespie will come out of this game. A spark for Winter. All 6 of her points here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, she's just a sophomore, so she's going to have a lot more time.
1-1 here for the Wildcats, and the free throw is missed. Long rebound, though, to Wapp. Hardwick missed the free throw on the front end, but Sydney Wapp, a huge offensive rebound. 3:45 to go in this game. Cats lead by 1. Pass to Dollinghouse. Drives baseline. Kicks it in the corner to Hattie Gross. She'll dribble it back out. Thanks for doing a good job taking the air out, but really no looks at the rim.
It's not, yeah, it's interesting. It's not really a stall game, but it is, they're very, very patient, not really looking to get downhill, which they haven't had a lot of success with.
Sydney Wapp will dribble it back out towards the timeline. Here comes Anna Briggs. Needs help nearing a five count and a timeout, Coach Ebert, with 3:15 to go in this one. Frankfurt has just used their final timeout of this game, I believe. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them. We're back at 30. 36-35, Frankfurt, 3:15 to go here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also at Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
FM KMZA.
You're not the edge of your seat at home. I don't know what you're doing. It's 36-35 Frankfurt. One timeout left for Coach Brian Ebert in the Wildcats. They have the basketball now with Hattie Gross on the left wing. It's Gross, Greeley Ebert, Emma Hardwick, Sydney Wapp, and Ashlyn Dollinghouse. In the right corner it goes to Dollinghouse. Ashlyn defended tightly there by Sage Best, nearly a foul there. She's all over her right now, and Emma Hardwick's able to come get in. There's the foul as Coach Brian Ebert, he's pretty calm, cool, collected most times.
Yeah.
He's still there right now, but I'll tell you, this Quinter Bulldog team this second half have really put the on-body pressure.
Well, the problem right now is, you know, Frankfurt's trying to spread things out, which is great. They're running kind of a four-out motion, but their guards are kind of getting themselves in trouble sometimes. They're picking up their dribble, and Quinter is basically face guarding everybody. So if you pick your dribble up, you don't have anybody to pass to, you're going to be in trouble.
1-1, Hardwick makes the first, earns the second. 2-point Wildcat lead. Second one is good as well for the junior guard. She's now got 9 in the game. Up by 3 are the Wildcats. Under 3 to go in the game. It's 38-35. Quinter with the basketball. Klosniewski with the basketball. Guarded by Gross on a near 5 count there. Timeout by Quinter as Coach Havlis bailed out Cashlin Kwasniska, and it's a full timeout. Ozzy, we're going to go to another break. Kirk, take it away, 38-35. Frankfurt leading Quinter. Back after this on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Keep your power on, because one day without electricity is one day too many. Keep your lights, furnace, refrigerator, and sump pump all running smoothly with a state-of-the-art Kohler generator. Hemi Electric in Seneca is your local source for Kohler generators. Hemi Electric will help you determine which model you need and will handle installation and service after the sale. That way, you'll never have to worry about being without power at your home or business. Hemi Electric in Seneca, 785-336-3109. Hemi Electric, keeping the community wired.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters with great prices for all your applications, and they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Turn it up. That's what the Frankfurt crowd's asking from their fans right now. It's 38-35 Frankfurt. Quinter with the basketball. Down by 3. Into the lane. Zielinski. Top of the key. 3 by Beth is short. Rebound cleared by Gross for the Wildcats. Next ball to Chris Boswell at courtside. 2.5 to go in this one.
The full court pressure by Quinter. Trying to speed Frankfurt up a little bit because they're content to slow down right now.
Matty Gross with the dribble and gets bumped, no whistle. Now Hardwick gets bumped. 2:15 to go in this game. Quinter's defense definitely stepping up here. In the backcourt, it was deflected, so Hardwick can slow it back up. Looking for a dribble weave action with Greeley Ebert. She gets it off to Ebert. Now dribble weave here with Hattie Gross. 2 minutes to go in the game. 38-35 Frankfurt with the lead in the basketball. Here's Hardwick. Oh, a pass deflected and a turnover. Number 8 on Frankfurt. Winner could tie with a three or get within one with a jump shot. Into the lane, kicking it out now. It's took that worth. Three by six is good. Anna Briggs has tied this game. It's the second three breaks the hit from the top of the key. And I tell you, when she catches it, she doesn't hesitate. It's a pretty quick release to a big 6'2 player. We're tied for the first time since it was 5-5. Now Gross in the corner, and she's fouled. Hits the deck. And then we got a timeout by Coach Ebert. And this is going to be the final one of the ball game for Frankfurt. One official, I think, was going to call a foul. The other one gave the timeout. And so it's a timeout. Is it a full? I believe it is. It's 38-38 with 1:25 to go in this game. And Coach Havlis from Splinter just in the ear of the official. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Come back here to Dodge City. 1:25 to go. Tied at 38.
Flash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
KMZA.
We're asking for the eye of the Wildcat right now because it's 38-38. Frankfurt with the basketball. First tie since the early beginning of this game. Frankfurt's led by as many as 11. They've led the majority of this game. 1:25 to go. Jake Spalding and Chris Boswell. Bozzi, what do the Wildcats have to do on this offensive possession?
Well, I really think now it's a tie ball game. You got to be a little more aggressive. In the last 3 minutes, they've backed it out and been very content just to run clock. They got to get aggressive here.
Here's Gross, talking about aggressive, to the rack, shot, a lot of contact, no whistle, and then they call a foul on Frankfurt, and Hattie Gross has found out of this game.
Yeah, I'm astonished that there wasn't a foul called on that drive. Hattie Gross drove the lane, shot up, got her arm just smacked on the shot, no call, and then a little touch foul on the rebound.
It's going to put Anna Briggs at the line for a 1-1. Where she is 2 out of 4 in this game. And so Gross fouls out of this game with 8 points at 1:18 to go. And that'll bring Taryn Parthamer back in for the Wildcats. No call one way, a call the other way, and we've got free throws, and Quinter can try and take their first lead since it was 3-2, and they do. Anna Briggs earns the bonus, 39-38, Quinter now with 1:18 to go. Briggs' second shot is good. No timeouts for Frankfurt, but Quinter will take a timeout. They've got one remaining themselves, 1:18 to go. It's a full timeout. We'll take a 30. We're back after this. Quinter 40, Frankfurt 38, 1:18 to go. Here on 92.1 KMZA.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfurt, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfurt, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
KMZA.
Back here at United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Two free throws by Anna Briggs. Gives Quinter their first lead since it was 3-2. Frankfurt led by as many as 11. Led the majority of this game. Now they have the basketball trailing by 2 with 1:18 to go. I'm Jake, that's Chris. And Boz, Frankfurt struggled to get good shots here in this second half. They've scored just 8 points in the second half.
Yeah, early in the ballgame, they were having success with a backside cutter going to the rim, and they haven't gone to that for a while. There's another shot with no foul call.
Emma Hardwick goes strong to the basket, bodies hit the deck, no whistle. And so Coach Ebert says, come up, we got to defend out. Now, as the Wildcats trail by 2, Trap comes near side. Clinker trying to take some air out of the basketball, and a foul will be called by Ashlyn Dollinghouse. It will send Kelsey Stolinski to the line for a 1-1. Stolinski on the night, 1 out of 2 from the stripe. Free throw is missed. Rebound ripped out here by Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Here come the Cats, trailing by 2, 45 seconds to go. Emma Hardwick, right lane line drive, kicks it out. Ashlyn Dollinghouse, top of the key, gets it to Sydney Walk, 35 seconds to go. Hardwick, left lane line, out to Ashlyn Dollinghouse on the left corner. She's trapped. Now Hardwick will drive baseline, backside pass. Sydney Walk can't hang on to it, but Breely Everett's there. Now Breely to the rack. Layup. No! Rebound. Tapped around and coming away with a sprinter. 20 seconds left. Ball still in the backcourt. And up the court it comes down to Stolinski and a foul call. The 14 and a half to go. A great look there by Everett, but she couldn't put it home. And with 14 and a half to go, Quinter. A 1-1. And to the line, Kelsey Stolinski, who just missed the front end of a 1-1.
Yeah, they got to hope for a miss right here. You got to secure the rebound, get down the floor real quick.
Free throw is good. One more coming here for Stolinski. You could push this to a 2-possession game. No timeouts for Frankfurt. 14 and a half to go. Stolinski eyes it, tries it, and she buys it. Largest lead of the game by Quinter. 42-38. Timeout. We'll keep this one here. It's the final timeout by Clinter. 14 and a half to go. And if you're Frankfurt, your coach Brian Everett right now, he's talking to his girls. You see him pointing in the front court. You know Clinter's going to come out full pressure, Bob, but what's your attack here?
Well, you got to get down the floor in a hurry. 14.5 left. They don't need a three right now. Just get to the rim, try to get the layup, and then you can put full court pressure on to get a quick foul. So if they can get the ball up in court 5-6 seconds, you're still going to have 8 seconds to work with after the free throws from Quinter.
Quinter has outscored Frankfurt 21-8 here in the second half. Here's the trigger in. It's Emma Hardwick. 10 seconds to go in the game. Outside Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Back to Hardwick. A three in the corner on the way. It's an air ball rebound by Quinter with 5 seconds to go. No fouls. And Quinter is going to grab it back from 11 down. They will go on to play against Donovan West in the state title tomorrow at 4 o'clock as Frankfurt falls 42-38. Post-game wrap-up presented by B Outdoors Real Estate. Whether you're buying or selling, they're the real estate experts in Northeast Kansas. Back after this on 92.1 KMCA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie? Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Casasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Well, we're back here to Yana Winos Arena one final time here for this Friday evening semifinal action. Frankfurt falls to the Quinter Bulldogs 42-38 here in this championship state semifinal round. They will move on and take on Norwich, will Frankfurt, tomorrow at noon for the third place game. That will be right here on 92.1 KMZA. Pregame starting approximately 11:45 here on 92.1 KMZA. Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell here with you. And final statistics tonight here in this girls contest. Again, it's a game of one half compared to the next. Similar to what we saw in the quarterfinal round for the Frankfurt Wildcat team, except the opposite happened. First half struggled against South Gray, really turned it on in the second half, able to make the comeback and win. This time around, a second half of woes for the Frankfurt Wildcat team, and they were still in this ball game all the way to the final 10 seconds of this game until Quinter was able to pull away, leading the charge for the Frankfurt Wildcats. The lone scorer in double figures was Sydney Watt, 15 points on the night. Chris Boswell, she had 13 at halftime. Just two in the second half for Watt. Finished the game with 5 rebounds. 9 points for Emma Hardwick. 8 for Hattie Gross, who fouled out with 1:18 to go in the ballgame. 3 points for Alexis Dollinghouse and 3 for Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Rebounds on the night for Frankfurt as they finished with 29 rebounds, falling just 4 shy of Quinter's 33 as far as team with the most rebounds. Leading the way for Quinter, though, 21 for Anna Briggs. She averages 16 a game. She started off very slow, picked up 2 fouls, and Frankfurt had a game plan that was working. But when Briggs came out in the second half, 2 massive threes in the third quarter, and then a 3-pointer in the fourth quarter to tie the game at 38. Briggs, that definitely showed why she is the leader on this team as a 6'2" senior. 10 points for Kelsey Selinski, 8 for Bryn Gillespie, who fouled out in this game, and then 3 for Kennedy Worth for Quinter. Quinter finished the game, as mentioned, 33 rebounds on the night. 11 turnovers by Quinter, only 8 for Frankfurt. But the biggest disparity you're seeing at the stat sheet, Bozzy, what is it?
Shooting percentage. That was just a tough deal for Frankfurt. They shot the ball really well in the first half. They were 38%, a little over 38% in the first half, getting really good looks at the basket. They were able to penetrate, drive, get some offensive rebounds and putbacks. Second half, totally different story. And this is, I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but Frankfurt only made 1 field goal in the entire second half. The rest were free throws. They shot 5% from the field in the second half. And not due to lack of effort. They were trying to get to the rim. They were trying to draw some fouls. And, you know, maybe you could throw out some questionable no calls that would have put them to the line and changed momentum. But, you know, you're just not going to win many ball games if you can't knock down shots. And the majority of the shot attempts that Frankfurt got in the second half was in the paint trying to attack Briggs. Briggs had a little bit of foul trouble, so you tried to get a couple more on her, but Briggs ended up the night with 8 blocks. I mean, we just were not having success going directly at her, but just not able to knock down shots, and that's a tough recipe. When the other team gets hot and you can't answer offensively, it makes for a long night.
So once again, Frankfort falls 42-38. They will face Norwich, who fell earlier today to Donovan West. The Lady Mustangs will play this Quinter Bulldog team for a state championship game tomorrow. That'll be at 4 o'clock on KMZA 103.9 FM. Frankfort will play right here on 92.1 KMZA against Norwich here tomorrow at noon. That will be pregame scheduled for 11:45. Farmer State Bank, player to bank on, here presented by the Farmer State Bank in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega. Timeless values, modern banking with the Farmer State Bank. Tell me a little bit about who you got your thoughts on here for the Frankfort Wildcats here tonight.
Well, I think if you're going to go with a player of the game, Sydney Wopp, she was really, really good. She was really good in the first half. Kind of helped establish the lead for Frankfort. Second half, a little more quiet, but everybody was quiet in the second half. So I thought she played a really nice ball game. Tough matchup that she had, you know, trying to defend against Griggs. And I thought she played really hard. But here's the thing. I mean, you know how I am. I don't like picking one player.
Right, right.
I like to spread the love. I thought Frankfort girls played really, really hard. They did a lot of good things. They just couldn't get the ball to fall. Sometimes it goes that way.
Sometimes, as they say, it be that way. Franklin Wildcats try to bounce back tomorrow and knock off Norwich to place third here at the state tournament. Donovan West on 103.9 will play for a state title tomorrow. For Kurt Kilman back at the studios, thanks so much, Kurt. You've done a great job, as always, running this shift here as the captain. Chris Boswell, my partner tonight. This is Jake Spaulding sending you into the evening from Dodge City. One final time, your score, Quinter 42, Frankfort 38. Game tomorrow, 11:45, right here at 92.1 as the Frankfort Wildcats try to bring home a third-place trophy here from the state tournament's Class 1A Division 1. We hope you've enjoyed this evening as much as we have. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning here on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.